healing prayers. It's about an hour and 6 minutes. And I'm praying from conception all the way through their life. And one day somebody says, well, actually, I was at the JH Ranch in Etna, California, and the owner, his wife, and their three-year-old son were at the swimming pool, and they were fighting. I mean, he was beating her up, that little boy. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, ooh-wee, we got a situation here. So the next day, the lady says to me, I guess you saw all of that. And she says, it's been like that since birth. She said, he has pushed against me and rejected me, and he wouldn't bond with me. And so she says, do you think you could help me? And I said, I think I could. I said, what was going on when you were pregnant with him? She says, oh, my. She says, you know, I got married, and this man was like 18 years older than her. She says, I married him. He has this ranch out here. She said, I have Crohn's disease, and she said, he wants to move me from Birmingham way out here in this at this ranch, and I am pregnant, and I am sick as a dog. And she said, I hated every minute. I hated every minute of being pregnant because it increased my sickness, you know, made me sicker. I said, okay, that right there may be the root of this little boy. He felt rejected by you. And it's like a light bulb came on. She said, he absolutely did. And so I said, well, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. Is I said, at night after he goes to sleep, I want you to pray over him for the rejection that he felt, the abandonment that he felt from you, from the shame that he felt from not being celebrated in your womb, you know. And so I just kind of gave her a brief, you know, the things that I had picked up in what she said. And so she comes back the next day. She says, well, I prayed over him, but it hadn't changed. I said, how long were you pregnant with him? She said, 9 months. I said, you tell me that it didn't work after you pray over him every night for 9 months. Well, by the end of the summer, I was there for the whole summer. By the end of the summer, that little boy was sitting in his mama's lap, loving her, and they have had the best relationship. This is 1994. They have had the best relationship that a son and a mama could have, but it was because she, and so the father has 11 brothers and sisters that are all wounded, and so he starts bringing them in one family a week for me to pray over and to teach them how to do this because he saw such a change in his wife and his son. So that that was the original, you know, and I thought, well, you know, I could just do, and so I got a book, from conception to birth, and I just kind of went through that and got the idea of how everything's formed and, you know, just to, you know, my research thing. Mm-hmm. And then I just started praying, and so then later on somebody says, well, could you make a book out of it? And I thought, I better can. And so I sat down and put some pictures together and just, you know, and of course Kelty, my spiritual daughter and assistant, she's a proofreader and has worked in the writing field for years and years, and so she would help me, you know, because I just write, and she said, well, you need a period there and a comma there and a this and a that, you know. So she's helped me through the years to try to get it at least where people could read it and understand it. So,
That's beautiful.
Kind of the story with that.
Yeah, it is beautiful, beautiful book, and then the audio that comes with it is just awesome too. Very, very good.